Welcome to Embroidery for Kids and Me, Getting Stitchy With It podcast, helping you and your children love embroidery bit by bit. Stick around for free tools and patterns inspired by fairy tales and the like. Mother's Day is almost upon us. This coming Saturday, May 8th, a Russian fairy tale will be coming from my sister podcast entitled Tales from Long Ago, hosted by my husband, Eric. It's beautiful and sweet and really tells the worth of a mother to her child. I hope you enjoy it. This story was read to me as a child by my mother. I loved it so much. It shaped my idea of what motherhood is. You can make this for your mother, mother-in-law, sister, or whomever. You can even give this to your older child and say, "Make this for me or you're grounded." I actually made it for myself. Why not? The pattern is a mother and daughter embracing with a few words from the story, "The most beautiful woman in the world." Don't forget to listen to the story so you can understand what these words mean. I bet it's not what you think. Again, the podcast is entitled Tales from Long Ago, wherever you listen to podcasts. The link is also in the description of this episode, but remember the story won't be ready until this coming Saturday, May 8th. The pattern is about 6 inches in height and 3 in width. The stitches you will need in order to complete this pattern are as follows. Number 1. Straight stitch for both the mother and child's hair, for the words, and lastly, to fill in the clothing and boots. Number 2. Back stitch for all skin outline. Number 3. Stem stitch for the clothing and boots. Though you really could use the stem stitch for all the outlines. The items you will need are needle, scissors, white cotton fabric, floss, embroidery hoop, popsicle stick, or a loop to hang the picture on, such as lace or ribbon, wrapping paper tape, miniature canvas frame, size 4x6. I purchased this at the Dollar Tree. Glue. I used a glue gun. First, you go to the link in the description to download the free pattern. Print out the pattern. To view the framing process, go to the website at tutusandfairytales.com. Link also in the description. Transfer the pattern to the fabric. Make sure you have enough fabric to go around the picture frame. When in doubt, it is best to have too much fabric than not enough. Just like it's better to have too much ice cream than not enough. I'm not the only one to think so, right? Place the fabric in the embroidery hoop. Put the kids to bed. Make yourself a cup of coffee or tea. I'm a tea drinker myself. Put on a movie and stitch away. So maybe you could do without the quiet cup of warmth and a good movie, but it's Mother's Day, so why not? Place the embroidered picture where you want it. Turn it around. Trim fabric if needed so there won't be too much extra fabric. Tape the middle of both sides first. Then continue taping the rest of the sides. During this process, check to make sure your picture hasn't shifted. Before folding over to tape the top and bottom, cut the four corners at a right angle. Remember, don't worry if you are having a hard time picturing this. Go to the episode description for the link to view the process. Now fold and tape the top and bottom like you did the sides. Alternatively, you could glue instead of tape. Glue the popsicle stick to the back as a prop up, or glue a loop of ribbon, thin lace, or yarn for hanging. I used lace because that is what I had. All that's left is to smile when your child, who didn't want to be grounded, gives this to you, or wait with anticipation for your gift to be opened. But whether you make the pattern or not, I wish you a very happy, snuggly Mother's Day. Don't forget to come back this Saturday for the Mother's Day fairy tale. See you next week.